In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The message you're about to listen to is from Mercy Throne Missions, Elisha, Osun State. We believe that God is going to impact, enlarge, and give you directions for God's purpose to fulfill in your life through the teachings of God's anointed servant, Apostle Ezekiel Adenipekun. God bless you as you listen.
Have a cost to bury any one of us.
A fe dupe lori ise iranse yi pe a ko ni ore ofe lati sin enikeni.
Not even a child, not an adult, not a youth. Can you celebrate the Lord Jesus for protection all the time?
Fun abo Olorun lori aye wa ni gbogbo igba.
I want to thank God for my journey throughout 2020.
Mo fe dupe lowo Olorun fun irin ajo mi ninu odun 2020.
I remember one of the days we went for mission work. And then we had to travel all the way from the far extreme end of Kogi Benue axis. And then I traveled all night. This has been my culture. I would travel night, day, from one place to another doing ministry. And then God has not allowed all the kidnapping story to be part of my experience in 2020. No breaking, nothing losing. The grace of God has sustained us, and we have done more tremendous
things
in our lives. I pray that the Lord will seal all those testimonies in Jesus' name. Please say louder, amen. Can we all rise on our feet, Father, in the name of Jesus?
Amen.
We want to thank you for this house, even as many as you have done that we have not shared, but we know that you are good. And we have seen how you have helped us in so many ways. We are praying, oh God, this day that testimonies will never cease in our lives and destinies in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Those testimonies are sealed with the blood of Jesus.
Blood of
in 2021, we have greater testimonies to share.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Father, in a moment of time, as you share in your word, give us understanding.
Amen.
Prepare our hearts.
Amen.
And let today's service, the communion, the anointing, the word, the prayers, the prophecies, let it push our life to where it should be in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Can you celebrate the Lord Jesus and our
Jesus?
I want you to welcome somebody beside you. Say Happy New Year. Say it louder. Louder. Said like you mean it.
Happy New Year.
Tell them welcome to your year of prosperity. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell them I'm happy sitting beside you this year. We will be alive to see next year.
Amen.
Celebrate the Lord Jesus if you are happy. Okay. So we have a broad topic and a prophecy standing in front of us. The prophecy was ahead of us because it came in from year 2020, and then God has helped us to come into 2021 to meet the prophecy standing ahead of us. And that prophecy is that 2021 is our year of prosperity. I thought you'd be excited. God said it's our year of prosperity. And we will prosper in all things in Jesus' name. So I want to quickly do an introduction of that message. One of the things we do in this ministry is that our fasting starts from 2nd to 22nd of every January. And we encourage that those fasting period, in order to make it effective, we meet in the church every day, every evening, so that we will crown it up with prayer and then you go and break. So we meet 4 o'clock in the church for the fasting program, and then we do teachings and prayer, and then everybody goes before 6 or maximum by 6 so that you go and break. So I encourage you to not just fast, but make it a sacrifice to join us so that we can pray, and then you can learn more on how to really prosper in the year, so that it will not just be a prophecy, but the manifestation will take place based on the knowledge you have.
O di se wa na ni wi pe nigba ta ba tin gba we bayi a se ba ma n pade ni ago merin role lati jo ka oro Olorun po ki awe wa ki o le mu eso gidi jade.
So prayer, fasting without prayer is hunger strike.
Adura lai si awe o je itase sile.
No, that's not what I say, sir.
Awe lai si adura o je bi pe ki yan dase sile.
Is hunger strike o kan fe bi para eni. And then, fasting without studying the word of the Lord is you starving your body and starving your spirit at the same time.
Awe, tinyo ni pa oro Olorun le lori tumo si wi pe o nfe bi para re o si nfe bi pa emi re bakan na.
So we need to have a balance.
Agbodo.
We fast, we pray.
Agbawe,
we study the word of the Lord so that we can balance it. I pray the Lord will give you a chance in the name of Jesus. And then I know when you spend time with God, He won't allow you to spend time with things that are evil. The Lord will give you grace. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26.
Genesis C. Ori kini ese keni dilogbon.
Genesis 1:26.
Genesis ori kini ese keni dilogbon.
I'm going to read one verse.
Woka ese kan.
Or rather, I take it to verse 28 so that you can have an understanding of where I'm coming from. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the face of the earth. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in Jesus' name. I want us to see the genesis of the subject of prosperity, what it means and how it comes about, so that we can be fully aligned to how we can actualize it in our life.
Mo fe ki a ri ipilese ibere pepe opo yanturu bi o se wa si aye.
The Bible says, and God said, let there be let us make man in our image.
Olorun so wi niyan ni aworan ara wa.
And then let them have dominion.
Won si ni ijegaba.
Over what?
Lori kini?
Over everything God has created. So man became a benefactor of every provision that God had made before his arrival. There was a provision before the vision. God had provided everything he wanted for man to enjoy before he now put man up as a project. I want to prophesy to somebody now that everything you will be needing for 2021 till December, you will not struggle to have them. Grace will supply them to you. In the name of Jesus. This was the order. God made water for comfort. God made a garden to supply food. God made an help. God made the necessary thing that will sustain the life of the man to be available before he created the man. In 2021, I declare and I prophesy that before you come to a need, provision will have been available. If only your amen can sound like somebody serious, I say provision will come ahead of your vision in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Prosperity in the kingdom is not just a wish to be imagined. Prosperity is a journey to embark on. Prosperity is a journey you have to embark on. It's not an imagination of wishes. It's not an imagination of wishes. It's a journey to follow. It's a journey to embark on. If you don't embark on prosperity, you won't prosper. And then it means if it was so cheap and available, everybody on earth will prosper. As I'm talking to you now, some people cross over the year 2020 to 21 without knowing what they will eat this morning. Some don't know what they will eat this week. Some don't know what they will eat this year. They are just, well, thank God we are alive. Please caution the student, they are distracting me. So prosperity, we must see it as a journey. One of the things, when we start joining the prosperity, there is a bus stop called success. There's another bus stop called breakthrough. This year, as you embark on the journey of prosperity, success and breakthrough will be your daily experience. In the name of Jesus. Without understanding, no one can truly flourish and prosper in this kingdom. So many dots must be connected before we can arrive at the point of prosperity. Yes, God created everything for us to enjoy. Why are we not all enjoying it? It's because there are principles and patterns, protocols to be observed before we can enjoy the full capacity of the provision made
available.
Why many people don't enjoy the provision of God for their life is because they don't know how. And that how is what we are set to look into in January 2021, so that this year you will walk with knowledge, you will not walk with lucky. God will give you understanding. Say better amen. Don't be absent-minded. Say amen. God will give you understanding. In the name of Jesus. Don't worry, we'll close soon so that you go and eat your chicken and turkey and bokoto and pounded yam. You know we are in Egyptian land. And you will enjoy it even till the end of this year.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So we need understanding. The Bible says, by understanding, a house is built. It requires knowledge to dwell in the house and to stock it up. The book of Proverbs says, without understanding, a house cannot be built. Wealth is built. Riches are built. Prosperity is built in this kingdom. Anything you cannot build, you cannot enjoy.
Ninu ijoba yi ohun ti o ba ko ba le ko o ko le jegbaladun re.
Even power is built, anointing is built,
agbara ati ame
oro yo is built.
Ori ofe.
So if you are not willing to build this year, forget about prosperity.
So ba bi setan ati ko ninu odun yi gbagbe nipa opo yanturu.
That's why I told you it's a journey.
It mo so fun wa pe irin ajo ni.
It won't happen all of a sudden. You will be merging from in the journey of prosperity. One of the bus stops you will reach is success, breakthrough, promotion, upliftment. All this, when you now gather them together, at the end of the year, you will look back and say, Kai, truly, I prospered.
Náà ni àlùyọ orí rere nígbà tó bá wá di òfin ọdún ó wá wo gbogbo rẹ̀ pọ̀ ó wá sọ̀rọ̀ wípé mo ti làlùyọ.
Because prosperity can come in different dimensions. It could be your health. It could be your salvation. It could be financial breakthrough. It can be any it can come in diverse way. What matters is that at the end of the year, when we are giving the account of 2021, you will look back and say, Kai, I prospered indeed. That shall be your testimony in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Okay. So, going back to see the blueprints of our lives, we can trace back the true intention of God. For man, when it comes to prosperity. Number one. We saw in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. That man was God's idea. He said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. Man was not an idea of any other factor or agency than God. Man himself is not an idea of himself. Man is an idea of God.
Bo se eniyan ni o dara re tabi o ro pe ko n dara re bi ko se pe Olorun lo ro lokan to si seda eniyan.
Number 2.
Elekeji.
You know, I told you we are looking at the blueprint now.
Mo so fun wa pe a n wo awon eto ati
ilana. Number 2.
Elekeji.
That
o ni pe
the purpose of that man that was created,
pe ireti eniyan ti a da ni,
is to take care of all the creation of God upon the earth. Man is God's idea, number one. Number two, the purpose of that man is also designed alongside the idea. And that purpose is for man to be the manager, the caretaker, the overseer of all that God created. So, in the idea of God to create man,
his purpose
was defined. Proper management from God's standpoint is what prosperity is all about. Look at it. And God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion. That's prosperity. From God's standpoint, if you can become a manager of everything that God has made on earth, talking about time, talking about money, talking about good health, talking about environment, talking about properties, once you are becoming a good manager, family, children, then from God's standpoint, you have really prospered. So when the money that God created, made available, is dominating you and not you dominating money, you have not prospered.
Nigba ti owo ti Olorun da ti o ba wa nje gaba lori re ti ko se pe iwo lo nje gaba lori re o tun mo so wi pe o ti tesi waju.
If before you are being created, God has made provision for everything you will eat. He formed a garden. He planted fruit. He did all these things before you even arrive. The intention of God is for you to come and be over money, be over food. If now you are laboring and struggling to even feed yourself, it means you have not prospered. So prosperity is man managing everything that God has made available on earth. So he gave us an idea, he gave us wisdom to be able to explore them. It is in the exploration that the true physical manifestation of those prosperity becomes our heritage and inheritance. He gave us the ability to be able to explore them. For instance, the people who made airlines have prospered now, becoming the manufacturers of airlines. They explore the law of energy, the law of motion, the law of speed, the law of matter. They went and studied all those laws that God has kept and made available for anybody who can explore them. And one day they came up and said, we can throw matter up and it will not fall down. And that became the source of their prosperity. Some people look one day and then they saw soil. They said, let us check inside this soil. And they began to explore that soil. After the exploration of that soil, one day they discovered that crude oil is inside, gold is inside, diamond is inside. And that exploration made them to come to a standpoint where that which God had created became the source of their prosperity physically. So don't live less than what you are supposed to be. In 2021, you will prosper. In the name of Jesus. I just want to introduce the topic, so by tomorrow evening, we'll dig deeply, and then even some point I've mentioned now, we'll be able to look at them one after the other. For anyone to really come to the circle of true prosperity, two things must be at the back of your mind. Number one, you have to acknowledge the giver of prosperity. You have to acknowledge. You have to acknowledge the giver of prosperity. Prosperity that you didn't acknowledge the giver may not be a true prosperity. But for you to have a true prosperity, you must acknowledge the giver. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. Look at what the Bible says. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day.
Ṣùgbọ́n kí ìwọ kí ó rántí Olúwa Ọlọ́run rẹ, nítorí pé òun ni ó fún ọ ní agbára láti fi ọrọ̀ kí òun kí ó lè fi ìdí májẹ̀mú tí ó búra fún àwọn bàbá.
So in order to prosper, you must be empowered to prosper.
The
Bible says, it is he that giveth power to get wealth. So if God did not empower you, number one, through knowledge and all these things we are doing, you will not prosper. The power of God to make a man to prosper can come in wisdom, can come in understanding, can come in knowledge, can come in direction and instruction. Whichever way it comes through, it is he that giveth power to prosper. So you see, this is why I said you need to recognize and acknowledge the giver. So when you come, he said, it is he who giveth power to make. When you know him, you know where to go to acquire the power for such prosperity that you wanted.
Somebody
shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Prosperity is not just ability to buy a car, buy a house. You can have all that without God. But the true prosperity, you must acknowledge the giver. Because it will require you to have a power before you can attain it. So you must acknowledge the giver. Where it comes from. You have to be giving. You have to not just be ability to recognize the giver of prosperity, true prosperity. You must also recognize, you have to be giving. That's the second point. You can know me as Apostle Ezekiel, the lead pastor of Mestro Mission, but it doesn't mean that I'm praying for you. You may know President of Nigeria in his name and his picture. It doesn't mean he's going to favor you in any way. So first is to acknowledge him because he's the one who owns the power. He determines who he gives it to. So John chapter 3 verse 27 says, nobody receive anything except it be given to him from above. You see, recognize the giver. Because the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 1 verse 32, he's talking about, he said, it is God that giveth riches and hath no sorrow. There is a prosperity that people can have, and sorrow will abide in their
life.
So you must recognize which one you are asking for. So that when they introduce anyone to you, you check. You check. Look at what the Bible says in verse 32. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. The prosperity of fools shall destroy them. So any prosperity that brings destruction, is not from God. So you must recognize where your prosperity is coming from. The turning away of the simple shall slay them. The prosperity of the fool shall destroy them. You remember what David said? He said, a fool says in his heart that there is no God. So it means if you don't recognize God, In your journey of prosperity, you will have a prosperity of a fool, because a fool says in his heart that there is no God. And that prosperity, the Bible said, the prosperity of the fool destroys them.
Nígbà tí o bá ti ná ní Ọlọ́run nínú ìrìnàjò rẹ, ó túmọ̀ sí pé inú ọ̀pọ̀ yanturu tó wù kò lè ní yóò lè jẹ́ ti
òtò. The power of the prosperity you receive is not from God, it is the prosperity of a foolish man, and I'm telling you, the end of that journey is what? Destruction.
Tí ọ̀pọ̀ yanturu tó bá rí gbà tí o bá ṣe láti ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run òpin ìrìnàjò náà.
I want you to pay attention this year.
Mo fẹ́ kí
a yẹ fún mi. Not every door that opens to you, you should enter in. Not every opportunity you are told, you should embrace. Find out where is the source of this prosperity.
Agbodo wa sawari orisun opo yanturu yeyi.
A friend of ours was talking yesterday. He said,
Ore wa kan so lana.
He said he invested money. They gave him a business idea to invest 10,000, and then that every month he will be making 180,000. And then he went ahead and invest the money. And then I laugh. He has not even told me the outcome. I already know it cannot work. So he was scammed.
Ati luni jibiti.
So if somebody promised you, come and do one business. Within 1 month, you are going to make million. Check. What is the source? Because the prosperity of the fool destroys them. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. The Bible says, the blessings of the Lord make it is God that maketh one to be rich, and he added no sorrow. That which is of God adds no sorrow. So anything you are seeing that is not of God in your journey of prosperity, you understand the source that it is not from God. So number one thing you need to do as a wise believer this year is that acknowledge, number one, the giver of the power. Number two, under that, when you acknowledge that he is the one who has the power to make you rich, and you also need to come to the understanding that you cannot receive until you are given. So you must learn how to receive the power to have prosperity in 2021. So number 2 points, where I'm rounding up. You have to identify what kind of prosperity you are pursuing. You need to know. What kind of prosperity are you pursuing? The prosperity that will not allow you to come to church service. It will not allow you to come to Bible study. It will not allow you to come to normal service on your worship day. You keep giving excuses. You are busy, you are busy, you are busy. What kind of prosperity are you pursuing? Any prosperity that takes you away from God is a foolish prosperity. Oh. And the guarantee of the end point and end result is destruction. Any prosperity that makes you to do anything contrary to the will of God is not of God. What is the nature of your prosperity? What is the outcome? What is he suggesting you do? Is he asking you to compromise your faith? Or is he bringing you actually close to God? You know what I discovered? That true prosperity in the life of a believer will make him closer to God than ever before. This new year, the prosperity you will enjoy will not take you away from God in the name of Jesus. So don't forget, your blueprint is that you are created to prosper. Prosperity is ability to be able to manage everything that God has made available on earth.
Ori ofe lati se ohun ti Olorun ti da lati boju to won na ni opo yanturu.
Prosperity is you being the manager of the provisions of God from his own standpoint.
Ni iwoye ti Olorun pe ki o je eni ti o ma boju to gbogbo ti Olorun ti da.
Don't forget that prosperity requires power, and that power, if it is true prosperity, only God has the power in his hand. And just because you recognize God as the one who owns the power, you must also learn how to receive it, because no man receives anything of God except it be given from to him from heaven.
John 3:27.
When you embark on a journey of prosperity this new year, check the nature. Look at what is suggesting. Any business, any job, any journey that it's not taking you close to God this year, know that it's not true prosperity. Any prosperity that is not allowing you to be righteous, faithful, truthful, that is making you to compromise and to sin against God, can never be a true prosperity. Any prosperity that is making you to make other people cry in order to laugh, any prosperity that is making you make other people to be naked in order to be clothed, any prosperity that's making other people to be in sorrow while you are rejoicing, can never be from God. Don't embark on it.
Because
the prosperity of the fool, the Bible say, destroy them. Proverbs 1:32. Destroys them. This year, as we embark on the journey of prosperity, you will not be destroyed. You will not be destroyed. The only thing that makes a man to be a fool is not to acknowledge God. So the Bible says, the fool says in his heart, I believe that is Psalm 14. Verse 1. Let me check. The fool had said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable work. You see what I'm saying? That anything that is not in line with the word of the Lord that you are pursuing this year cannot give you true prosperity. Because it will suggest corruption. It will suggest abominable work. That is the things that are contrary to the will of God. Don't be a fool this year. Anything you pursue that is taking you away from God can never be from God. Let us rise on our feet. I told you this is just a scratch, a surface.
I'm just checking.
Tomorrow we will dig deep. One thing I am sure of is, if you follow these teachings and this equipping, I am sure that you will have true prosperity this year. And you will prosper, that people will come and glorify your God in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. Father, help me to pursue true prosperity. Help me.
Help me.
Pursue true prosperity. Give me the grace. Open your mouth and talk to your Father.
We believe that you've been richly blessed through this message. For prayers and counseling, please contact the ministry on 0703-914-2529 or 0802-090-1803. Mercy Throne Missions, recruiting God's future generals for purpose with passion and power.